Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your host, Thomas Walsh. It's another unusually warm winter morning in the Broadmoor neighborhood, where a small group of people have gathered together for a weekly meetup.
So we're walking between South Broad and Claiborne down Napoleon. It's about a mile there and back. It's safe, there's a sidewalk. It's a nice sidewalk if you want to jog or run. It's probably one of the best places around to do it.
That's Matt Arnold, a health coach at the South Broad Community Clinic in Broadmoor. Every Wednesday morning, he gets a group of locals out for a brisk walk. And yes, this walk is about physical exercise, but it's also addressing mental health.
We wish to provide a holistic approach to wellness that it can include, and in some cases should include, addressing our mental health, but also our physical health.
That's Anna Maria Villamarin-Lupin. She coordinates wellness services at the Broadmoor Arts and Wellness Center, which is just off South Broad and Washington Streets. At the center, you can find yoga classes, massage therapists, and counseling services, all on a sliding scale. The idea is that anyone can access it, but that doesn't mean that they do.
I don't have time for that. If I need to work and I'm hungry, I mean, there's so many other things. Going to get therapy for however long a week might seem strange.
And people have this tendency to minimize their problems, in part because there's still a huge stigma around mental health.
So I think there's still a lot of only crazy people get therapy.
And the problem with that is that people overlook all the layers of low-level trauma they experience every day.
People can experience the same symptoms around a pet dying or moving or a president change.
So what's needed to better address these issues?
Well, what's needed? Where do I start? It'd be great to have some kind of system where we're all working together to figure out how to address and provide affordable services.
Whether we acknowledge it or not, we've all got stress. And we here at the Listening Post know that that's a really sensitive issue to talk about, but we're all about self-care. And if that means we need to give you a little tough love, then that's what we're going to do. So let it out, New Orleans. We're here for you. And for the past 3 weeks, we've kind of planted some questions about mental health around the city to try to get some responses from you guys. We're going to share some of those results in a minute. But here are the three things that we asked. We asked, what's the biggest cause of stress in your life? What self-care methods do you rely on to combat stress? And what's needed to better address mental health issues in the city? Claudia Lopez, of course, is our resident Listening Post community producer. She's here with me right now. So, Claudia, over the past month, what did you hear from the people out here in the city?
So a few weeks ago, I headed out to the Bring Your Own event, and I mean, it was awesome. The theme was centered around health, and a lot of people brought stories about either mental health, things that they're going through, and how to take your health into your own hands and not just let someone delegate what you're supposed to do. This month, when I went to collect the audio from our devices, there weren't that many responses. And so, you know, I thought to myself, is it possible that we're turning people away from our project because this week our questions were too personal? So here's what people had to say for the past few weeks.
The biggest cause of stress in my life is the political climate right now that's trying to tear us all apart.
The answer is being attacked by other kids.
And self-care methods do I use to rely on to combat stress? I guided meditations on YouTube. I meditate sometimes 30 minutes to an hour. I also pray, I exercise. I spend time with friends and family.
I like to get a lot of sleep, enough sleep.
I rely on nature and trying to become one with self.
I feel like mental health issues should be addressed mainly, you know, at school when a child is young and they not being paying attention to because they are acting out. It must be for a reason, and that's because they're not getting that attention. And I feel like a lot of kids go through a lot of issues and they act out in school and we don't pay close attention to it, and that's when it becomes more of a problem.
Mental health issues, I don't know, because the people that are crazy and they're not going to go for help. Peace out.
Wow, so definitely some diverse answers right there.
Yeah, very interesting. And I like that we got all the responses that we did. So thank you to everyone who participated and who gets to hear themselves. So here are our text message responses. What is the biggest cause of stress in your life? Uncertainty about the future political climate, both on the national and local level. here's that thing again.
That's probably the most popular response these days, I would say.
So what self-care methods do you rely on to combat stress? Trying to limit exposure to social media. That's actually something that I've taken part of in my own life, so...
That worked out for you?
That worked out well.
You unplugged for a little bit?
Oh, no, I deleted the app, so I've unplugged for a while.
Oh, that's good.
So what's needed to better address mental health issues in this city? This person gets back to our topic that we spoke about last month with development projects here in the city. Bring charity back. Get rid of LSU and build a local nonprofit medical institution and a department of health that actually does something like run clinics.
Some pretty insightful responses right there. Gives us a pretty good gauge of what's going on, how people are feeling out there in the street. If you really want to kind of take a closer look at things, you can go online.
Right, you can always check out our website, listeningpostnola.com. And feel free to check out our SoundCloud. We have all of our recordings there as well.
I was just about to say, you beat me to the punchline right
Ooh.
There. So all this talk about stress? Well, go figure. It was kind of stressing me out. So I decided to get outside for a walk and meet up with Morgan Maioli, a local architect and faithful Listening Post participant. It was her choice for us to go meet up on the Lafitte Greenway.
I don't know what all of these people on the Greenway right now did before it was here, but I wonder if, like, that person biking by, did they go on an evening bike ride before? I mean, now there's this safe space, so I would guess that these people are biking more now than they did before.
Biking? And probably letting go of some anxiety and stress.
The St. Thomas Community Health Center is just a couple blocks away from here on the corner of Broad, and I came across one of their pamphlets that said something like, New Orleans citizens experience more depression or more anxiety or something like that.
Morgan says that the reason for that might be the constant action in New Orleans. It's hard to get away from the noise. Self-care, for her, is finding a space where she finally feels like the city isn't closing in. Like the Greenway, a place of respite. But eventually, New Orleans comes knocking anyway.
Like, we're coming up on Broad Street right now, and I feel like that just makes me a little more tense. Like, I'm gonna have to watch out for cars pretty soon, and ambulances bound to go by, and in the middle of this Greenway, it just feels better, calmer.
Well, Morgan, thanks for sharing your tips for self-care. We'll look for you out on the Greenway. Well, that's it for this episode of The Listening Post. Remember to join our project by texting the word HELLO to 504-303-4348. That's 504-303-4348. Thanks for tuning in, and remember that our microphone is your microphone, New Orleans. We'll see you next time. Check out your mind. Check out your mind.